Chuck and Julie, bringing you the truth, straight up.
I'm Julie Hayden. I'm working
at... An Emmy-winning former investigative reporter, a highly successful trial attorney, and publisher of a major Denver area newspaper. They've been partners as talk show hosts and in marriage, as parents, for over 10 years, providing thought-provoking information, opinion, and entertainment live, local, and interactive. Everyone's voice is always welcome on the Chuck and Julie Show.
Well, hello, everyone. We're under assault, 100-mile-an-hour winds, but we're bringing you this show anyway. And it's the Chuck and Julie Grassroots Show.
Brought to you by Mountain West Wellness, advanced acupuncture and Chinese medicine. Okay, yeah, I just checked. The wind right now at our house is 10 miles per hour. Yesterday, Rev was playing Castle Pines on a golf simulator, and they put the winds at 10 miles an hour. And it was
very prescient. Very prescient.
So I wanted to talk about it because it is windy, clearly, in some places. But for 2 days, we've been under this Armageddon warning. You know, Excel, what, over a half million people, pretty much everybody along the Front Range, they were going to shut off power because of the wind. And this was what they were calling a public safety power shutoff.
Yeah.
Really, I think it was more
like COVID. Like a COVID.
Well, we're going to get that. I think some of it had to do with lawyers and the $640 million settlement Excel had to pay to the folks from the Marshall fire.
Paying,
exactly. Yeah, good point. Excel is not.
No, they ain't taking that.
No, we're paying for
that's
that.
Not coming out of executive compensation.
And so they've launched this program. They call it the Public Safety Power Shutoff, where whenever winds and dryness and everything reach a certain
10 miles an hour or more.
Yeah, 10 miles an hour or more. So you're here.
They shut everything off.
They shut everything down. Jefferson County schools had no school.
No school at all. Those teachers, thank God, they kept the kids in themselves safe.
And you can see Broomfield, Rev did have school, put out a notice saying, you know, look, if they don't have power, number one, we're in finals, so we don't have internet. We don't have anything. There's no point. We can't do school. I'm not so sure local businesses were aware, but I was asking some businesses I was at, are you guys going to be open if they shut off power? And they're like, why would they shut off power? and I didn't get into it.
Does Rev go to the only sane public high school?
I think so.
And they always do, you know, I always go, look, this is just a socialist run, red diaper baby, you know, teachers, administrators, and I assume I hate them all, and I hate the whole school, right? And it's all good Americans do. They're great.
Rev school is great.
The teachers are great. The sports people are great. The Jefferson County, you know, turns all our schools Will County.
Well, I mean, they were under, they did it because they were, I mean, Excel kept changing, right? Where they were going to be cutting it off. Finally, I think this morning they said, okay, at 10 o'clock, they were kind of cut it off. Not a half million people, roughly 50,000 people.
Then they cut it off even more.
But here's the thing I wanted to talk about.
They're all lawyers.
The thing I wanted to talk about, yeah, Chuck looks winded, Jacob is saying.
I do, I am. You're absolutely right.
When they tell us they had to shut off the power for our own safety.
Yeah.
So you said, doesn't that remind you of something? You
have where did that come from?
You heard that before.
What did we last close down schools?
For our safety.
Yeah, safety. Yeah, okay.
Safety.
How many months did that last?
Tom, when did we have to wear masks for our own safety?
Yes.
When did we have to stand 6 feet away from each other for our own safety, right?
When do we have to cut off all these treacherous, awful views from the internet? We had to censor them because they gave hate speech. That was for our own safety,
so we
wouldn't read that and be influenced in our own pathetic minds.
It's, you know, I mean, Facebook, right. I mean, we were put in Facebook jail, as were a lot of people, numerous times, for your safety, right? YouTube kicked us off of YouTube for your safety, right? I mean, it's just ridiculous when the government anymore starts talking about your safety. And I think a lot of people, you know, you see Kyle Clark is like, oh, Republicans are coming up with ridiculous. It's like, I'm sorry. I've lived in Colorado for a long time now. You've been here longer. It gets windy in Colorado, sometimes real windy. All of a sudden now, in 2025, we have to start closing.
With the press, technologically enough. enough.
Yeah, where we have to shut everything down, schools, businesses, your home, your heater. It's winter, by the way. Never mind if you need a, you're on a heart monitor. Well, I don't know what hospitals I'm sure had to make plans
We
with
all
for
have to
your
make sacrifices.
safety. It's windy, so we're gonna have, it's like, are you freaking kidding me? And I think some of it goes to this at the same time, by the way, that they want to raise what, by 10% natural gas rates, right? They want to get rid of coal. Pola says, we just get rid of all
Oh, yeah, we got, in 2030,
fossil fuels,
we have some kind of obligation by 2030. I'm not sure what it is, but it's some kind of obligation to do something. And because of that, we're closing down the coal plants.
Here's the thing. They do it little by little, right? They tell you it's for your safety. So it's
Your
only
safety.
50,000 people. We've never had to do it before in Colorado. All of a sudden, the
Well,
wind
thank
is
God it's
so
safe.
dangerous, we have to close down the entire Front Range, right? And like,
And we should.
not just close it down. It's not even like if they close it down, you could sit in your home and do anything. They were going to turn off all of the electricity, right? And I think,
Including an electric car.
yeah, if you had an electric car, you were totally out of luck too. So I think part of it is, like a lot of things, they want to normalize that, right? They went through the
Yeah,
COVID
get used to
experiment.
it.
They want to normalize the fact that they're going to have public safety power shutoffs for
Yeah,
your safety.
yes.
They're going to turn off your electricity. Your safety could very well mean that your home is using too much electricity. You have, you left your, TV on too long. So for your safety, they're going to have to do it. You live in a single family home. So for your safety, they're going to have to turn off your electricity because, I mean, clearly they can do it,
You
right?
live in the suburbs. For
Right.
your own safety, we got to stop that. I
Right.
mean, we got to turn off your electricity so you move to the big city. Move to Denver where you'll be safe.
Right. Well, then the Jacob says Xcel won't cost them a dime. They'll raise our rates. Exactly. They're already raising our rates. And the high-powered wires are horizontal, parallel. They should be vertical, parallel, so they won't swing into each other. Well, I mean, I think there are a lot of things they can do, but I think the one thing I just sort of wanted to talk about, anytime the government starts doing, I mean, again, we all lived through flu seasons, right? Not we all, but I mean, the vast majority of society lived through flu seasons without having to shut it down. The vast majority of people could read whatever they wanted to on the internet
For a while.
for, well, I mean,
I
and
mean,
we,
before the internet, you couldn't because you're really limited to what could be published and not
but you
published.
could
And
still read stuff.
well, if you went to a store and stuff, yeah.
No one was telling you what you could or couldn't
Well, do you
read
really think
for
so?
your, well, for your own safety.
Do you really
Right.
think
Well, no,
so?
they were, but you know what I mean. You
Yeah.
could,
Not so obviously.
not so obviously. So all of a sudden, for our own safety, Xcel is normalizing just shutting off power to your house. I imagine when they debanked, when the financial institutes
For our
debanked,
safety.
yeah, John
You could,
Eastman, it
you
was for our
couldn't,
safety.
well, Trump too. I mean, you can't have somebody's bank account next to yours that is an extremist because extremist money would taint yours somehow. Absolutely.
Exactly. And Jacob, the government wants to ban gas ovens. Where do you think electricity comes from? Well, they want to ban everything. It's kind of like in Westminster, where they raise the water rate so high that it essentially prohibits you from having a yard. And that's
Yeah.
because they don't
Your
want
safety.
yards. They want everyone living in highly dense things where then again, they can control us totally more for our own safety,
Yeah,
right? They could shut
absolutely.
off the elevators for our own safety. And on one hand, you think, oh, that's just a joke. But seriously, who would have thought 10 years ago, 5 years ago, 4 years ago, that for our safety, Xcel Energy was saying we will cut off all electric service,
No kids going to
no all
school.
electricity to schools, businesses, and in the holiday season, in the winter,
Well, that's when
right?
the winds really whip up, I mean, that's true. It's a seasonal change, so you do get more winds coming off the mountains and stuff. So thank God we
Yeah.
can all stay home
Well, we can't do anything at home, though. It's our
well, they don't
safety.
want you doing anything. Well, what you're gonna do, what you're gonna be up to is no good. We know that.
So they're going to be able to program stuff into your home, right?
Yes, yes.
It'll be like in the Mockingjay, right? Where they wake
Right,
up every
right, right.
morning,
Good
or
one.
even what's that Lego movie where it's everything is whatever, where you start your thing with a show on your TV where for your safety they control what you watch and they tell you that, and then they turn everything off so you can't get up to any shenanigans.
Yeah,
It's just the only good thing is people.
some people.
Well, okay. Well, Kyle Clark keeps trying to say, "Oh, your safety," and
Stop.
Republicans are
Shut off, Kyle Clark, for our safety.
yeah, really, for conspiracy, all the Republican conspiracy theories. It's
Yeah, that's right.
not a conspiracy theory.
Oh, of course it is.
We lived in Colorado for hundreds of years, and never before, and decades of
That was
electricity.
before climate change.
Oh.
Now that climate change has affected everything, the winds are faster. Much. You noticed that. And, well, okay, we noticed that last night. So Rev went to this simulator, a new one. We have every great golf course in the world, and he was
Yeah,
playing.
by the way, great shout out to the guys at the Colorado
Yeah.
PGA
Who's our
Superstore,
favorite
by the
guy?
way,
What's his
Michael,
name?
the manager there.
Michael, he's a tremendous guy. So Rev was set up for Castle Pines, playing the back tees, which is 80, close to 8,000 yards. And for our own safety, they added 10-mile-an-hour winds, which totally screwed
Totally screwed up the whole
the
game.
whole goddamn game.
Well, and you gotta wonder if maybe, I think a couple of positive things. One, the amount of pushback they were getting, I think is good, right? It's people were not falling for it. With COVID, we're all like, okay, we all put our masks
Yeah,
on,
just
right?
for 2 weeks, right?
Right. Yeah, exactly. Just to
It's just for a
flatten
couple of
the,
days
what is it? Flatten the curve or whatever
Yeah,
those
fun.
things were.
We're just doing this for a couple of days, right? With the
No,
wind.
they may have to do it again Friday, Chuck, for our safety.
Friday,
They
okay.
might have to do it again.
And it's what is also awful, and this happened at the sea a lot. It was called Be Calm. All of a sudden, the wind wasn't blowing. For our safety, they also have to prevent us from being becalmed. Now we're not technically out in the ocean, but it's a concept you can bring over here to Colorado.
It's kind of like, oh, look, the Chuck and Julie show is on now. Cut off power to their
For your
house for
safety.
your safety. It's just ridiculous. But people were not falling for it. I mean, on the social media.
Scott Clark was.
Here's the thing, though. Before Elon Musk took over, that probably would have been banned, right? For our
Yeah,
safety, we
yeah,
wouldn't
yeah.
be allowed to question what Xcel was doing,
Of course not.
right?
We still shouldn't be.
No, we still shouldn't be able to be, our power will be shut off. And the other thing is, it wasn't all that windy.
We're probably violating community standards right now.
As we speak, it wasn't all that windy. So once again, kind of like COVID, where they say,
Looked a little chinky.
right,
Looked a little
well, all of a
chinky.
sudden
People
it's
walk that out and they're kind of going like that, and it's a
like,
10-mile-an-hour wind, and they're kind of going, really?
yeah, that's right. Yeah, Doug says they already exterminated all our food for our safety.
Well, the JeffCo schools. They closed down all JeffCo
Well, they
schools.
had to because I get that there was no electricity, but that's how if you don't like what's going on at a school, you say for your safety, we're going to have to shut off your electricity. I can understand. You can't really do
Well, did Xcel
shut.
terminate?
Yes,
Did
yes.
they, in fact, turn off all the energy at JeffCo?
Well, not all of JeffCo, but enough of JeffCo that
Well, thank
I
you.
don't
Thank
blame,
you.
here I don't blame the school district. I blame Xcel. It's just
Oh, come on.
it's a
Come to the
school.
school district.
What the school districts need to do is holler, right, from Jacob. If you look at your Xcel bill carefully, you pay for the gas it is used to fuel the generators, and then you pay for the electricity that's produced that gets you coming and going. Okay, thank you. I'll have the exact column to look at next show. My bill comes today. In another column, there is a GRCA, which is the charge to customers, including those who have solar panels. This charge pays for the discount that the solar panels customers get. I've been told by many Xcel engineers that the electricity produced by solar panels never make it back to the pole. The current is way too low. The only way to capture the solar energy is to store it in a battery and use it at night. And we got Sherry on the
On
line.
line one.
Hey, Sherry,
Sherry, are you in the windstorm?
are you in the windstorm, or are you safe now? Thank God for Xcel and our government.
Yeah, Excel, my favorite subject right now. I wanted to talk about a couple things. One is Excel because, they have had technology to read the meters from the streets forever. You could just, they used to drive by and read your meters. But all of a sudden, because they wanted to force you into smart meters, they now have to come in to your backyard to read the meter. And so if you don't want them coming in your backyard, maybe they'll schedule it, maybe they won't. But what's interesting, when you talk to the kids that come in your backyard, they don't even work for Excel. They're private, and they were telling me that they're told if you get bit by a dog, Excel is not going to pay for any of that. It's your problem. And yet, to the homeowner, they'll write you these nasty letters saying, you better keep this open so we have access to it all the time and keep the
And leave your
dog
front back door
away
open
from it.
too, and they go have a nice truck in front to clear out any extra goods they think should be moved out.
Yeah, and you bring a good point. I mean, the reason they want to force us all into the smart meters is so they could do exactly what they were doing today, and that is turn off our electricity, right? It's like,
Exactly. But the good thing, I just want to say, the good thing that happened with the censoring is it decentralized it. And now you have Rumble, and you have BitChute, and you have True Social. And so somehow, and I don't know how, but all these things need to be decentralized so public service doesn't control all the gas and electric.
Yeah, that's. I imagine, unfortunately, that's not going to happen because right now, you know, Jared, they're in bed with Jared Polis, who wants to get rid of off fossil. I don't know what we're going to use, but you know, get rid of
we
off fossil
use
fuels.
Anything.
Yeah,
let's go back to simpler times.
Tough at DIA getting on,
we always
on his
say,
airplane.
You know,
but yeah, I think Sherry, I think that you know, again, anymore. The good news is too, as you said, it's decentralized. I think people are onto it now, right? And people are complaining. And again, today, like I said, it was pretty much a situation of the boy who cried wolf. Yes, it's windy, but no windier than it gets in general when we have Chinook winds like this. I don't think so. And we've survived it forever without having to shut off all the power.
We just think
so it may be kind of like COVID, where they went too extreme, and now the next time people are going to be like, no, you don't do that. I don't know.
Come up with something.
Yeah.
You can hope.
You can hope. Okay. All right, Sherry, thank you for your call. Thank you for your call. Jacob says my cat gives a number to the meter reader. And I have a copy of one of the old meter reader cards from the 1960s.
All right.
Yeah. Anyway, so that's it for that. I want that. I just wanted to touch base on that and say anytime.
Sure. Anytime.
They talk.
Don't go outside. If you're inside, please. Please don't endanger yourself.
This morning, and I'm like, I ran early because I'm like, and it's like not that windy. So, you know, here's the thing. I read another comment. Somebody was saying, because it hasn't been snowing that much, normally the weather guys like to freak out about the snow. I mean, the weather guy, you got to freak out about something because normally.
Bruce panic.
Normally in Colorado, it's really not. You know, we don't get hurricanes. We get, you know what I mean? We get snow. We get winds. But and so part of their job is to freak everybody out.
Yeah.
But I think, though, hopefully there will be massive pushback on Excel. Although in part, who do you protest to?
Yeah.
Right. They say, oh,
Mr. Excel.
It's like you can't email them.
Who's the head of Excel? Do you know? I don't know.
No, but you can't email them because they'll turn your power off, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, look, that pesky Julie Hayden is emailing us again. Oh, smart meter, power's off.
Yeah, did they tell you who on the board of directors of Excel? No.
Well, you could find out, but it's,
so?
They probably live like in,
you
I don't know,
so?
Cancun.
You think you can get their addresses?
Oh,
their
no.
Phone numbers?
No. They probably have their picture somewhere.
Really?
Maybe not. It's not really them. It's AI generated.
It's AI generated.
Hey, also wanted to talk about, we've talked about this before, and I think we're getting under GOP Chair Britta Horn's skin, because she put out a thing in Heidi Ganahl's Rocky Mountain Voice saying, I want to address the rumors that we're not going to have an assembly. We are so. Now, granted, we don't have a location. Granted, we don't have any money to pay for it, but we are.
But we're all obligated to have it, so.
Right.
Well,
here's the thing we wanted to pass on to you today. We are hearing growing rumors, and this is from insider people, that there indeed may not be an assembly. Not because Britta Horn said anything, well, she planned for it and budgeted it. This was a $2.4 million budget that I mean, she now acknowledges she doesn't have any money. So,
Living on a credit.
She had to take out a loan because their bills exceeded what they had coming in. So I'm not necessarily saying she will deliberately, intentionally tank the assembly, although I have my suspicions. And I'm just saying she's planning to plan for it. But when there is no money and there is no location, we're kind of starting to get close to the wire. And then she put out another email saying, okay, you can volunteer to be on the assembly committee. But guess what committee she left off?
No.
The two most important ones, the teller committee, which is the one that counts the votes, and the credentialing committee,
which tells you who can vote.
Which tells you who can vote. So.
We want the no, we don't want any stinking volunteers for those two positions. No.
And before the last one, didn't her credential person quit right before because it was such a mess? So I just wanted to talk about that a little bit because I don't know if I'm a candidate. If you're Barb Kirkmeyer, you could care less. If you're Barb Kirkmeyer, you don't like assemblies and caucuses anyway.
So, you don't like
and you're openly trying to get rid of them, right?
Yeah.
But if you're like Hope Shuppelman, Scott Bottoms, Craig Lopez, some of these people who need to go through the assembly system because they're not petitioning onto the ballot, either because of money or principle or both. If there is no assembly, I don't know how they get on the ballot.
Well, they don't need
Well, that's the point. It's all like, those are those grassroots people. We don't want their name on the ballot anyway. So I think, you know, Britta's putting that out, but it is becoming, I think, somewhat pressing. I know in March 3rd, I think, is the Adams County caucus. But what's the point of having a caucus if there isn't going to be an assembly? I mean, it's, you know, we've talked to people like Hope who worked with Dave Williams, and she said, well, they had a place by now. She said, you know, you need a place to accommodate like 4,000 or 5,000 people. I can't. I mean, you've got to have money for that. And even if you got that for free, you've still got to have money. I mean, so they're going to have some way to count the votes. Yeah, I mean, it's like there's some funds that will be incurred with it. You know, and I don't know. I mean, we've seen how Britta Horn operates right now. And I think it's fair to say she doesn't run the world's best meetings. And even her people announce that. And we've heard from her own insiders that she has no plans. She's planning to plan, but she has no actual plans. And she has no money, even if she had a plan. Yeah. So
you're being hypercritical.
Well, yeah. So it's like, you know, again, well, and we're hearing that, and this is something we heard just today, that Victor Marx, who was one of the gubernatorial candidates, is calling around asking other candidates to contribute so they can all contribute to Britta so they can have an assembly. Well, first, I've got news for Victor Marx. It's like your average grassroots candidate doesn't have like
it's
a
called
lot.
Grassroots, yeah, they're broke.
Doesn't have broke. a ton of money laying around to help their candidates get on the ballot.
Yeah,
you know, it's like they have no money. So that I don't think that's going to go over very well. But I'm hoping, because I mean, Britta clearly doesn't care what the constituents think, right?
Oh, sure.
And her people, you know, the establishment there, they want to get rid of the caucus and assembly system anyway. So they're completely happy to have it crash and burn. So I'm hoping that some of the candidates who want to petition on, and well, she won't let us have our meetings, right? I know we've got Ray Garcia here, and Ray, feel free to chime in if you want to. I mean, so far, I'm assuming Britta has not agreed to have another special meeting to talk about a vote of no confidence. So
and you can feel safe when she says motion passes. That doesn't mean it passed. It means that she was asking a question. So you'll never know. And so, okay, motion passes. Did it pass? Did it not pass? You won't know because it may, in retrospect, just be a question, in which case she'll say it didn't pass.
Yeah, I mean, it is one of those things that's, again, and we've talked about this before, they want to get rid of the powers that be. Both sides want to have jungle primaries by 2030. Oh, Kent Theory is funding it. And I think, yeah, maybe, I mean, well, you've got Amber McReynolds, who's on Courageous Colorado.
Now, I haven't looked that up. Now, Courageous Colorado is a real group.
Well, yeah, it's a huge group.
Huge.
Right, a website. It's Amber McReynolds, Dick Wadhams. It's got a massive bipartisan.
Great human being.
They're the ones who are going around doing this.
Who's paying for that?
Well, advanced. Well, I know Kent Theory is. Unite. I always get with Unite for Colorado, Unite Colorado. They're pretty open about it. These are the ones, you know, I mean, this is the answer.
And they're listening to you. Well, your sake.
When you look at the pictures on their website, there's like five people in the meeting, but they don't care.
They've just been AI generated in.
Yeah, but they're clearly pushing for jungle primaries in Colorado for 2030. And I think they'll get it. I think they'll get it.
But the difference, what difference does it make?
What do you mean, if we have jungle primaries? Well, all right, probably none when everything is said and done. But and then Ray says...
At least Phil Anschutz can get some of his people anytime.
Okay, so Ray says, Britt is still refusing to schedule an SEC meeting to hear my appeal to the XCOM ruling of our petition. Yeah, so... You know, so she's just going along her merry way. And I just wanted to say, don't buy it when she says the rumors are that we're not going to have an assembly and that we are. It's like, maybe, but we haven't seen any plans.
Well, like she said, yeah, she has a bigger, that's a step. I mean, when she says we're going to have a meeting, I mean, that's better than silence, which is usually what you get.
That's a good point. So sure that she will intentionally tank it. But what do you do if you don't have enough money? I don't think she's got a lot of people who have confidence in her who would, frankly, want to be volunteer. I mean, would you want to be on her teller committee?
Oh, God.
Would you want to be on her credentialing committee? I don't think so. So I don't know. I just know, you know, when you were Dave, even KBB, although we disagreed with her, I mean, she ran an okay meeting. Do you know what I mean? She was organized. She had people doing credentialing. She had people doing the teller thing. We might have disagreed with the counting, but she had it. It was done, right? It was efficient.
She even had a legal counsel there.
Right. And yeah.
Well,
but
she did.
But Britta doesn't seem to have anything organized. Dave Williams had Anna Hope, Liz Temple, Debbie Perry Smith. I mean, those women could organize like the world if you gave them enough time and permission to do it. But Britta does not. Well, even that's what we've heard from insiders, right? She doesn't talk to anybody. She's not working with anybody. She's not listening to anybody. So I don't know. I just think that's something, you know, we need to keep an eye on. And it's, like I said, it's not like she runs great room. And then Ray says she'll have a virtual meeting so she can control the vote outcome. And she will refuse to let anyone talk that requests a roll call vote. You know, I wonder if that's where she's going with this, right? That she's you know, putting it off long enough that she's not going to be able to get a venue. She said there's logistical problems getting a venue. Yeah, you don't have any money. That's a logistical problem. and I think you're right. Then she'll say it'll be a virtual meeting and they'll count the votes. So she doesn't
trust it.
So she doesn't need to tell her committee, I guess.
Yes.
And she's the one who'll decide who can vote, who can't. And it'll be unlike an assembly where you can sometimes make enough of a ruckus that they have to.
None
yeah, that you can know that other people agree with you. Right. But yeah, if it's all virtual, I think that could indeed be what she's going for. And then that'll give fuel to the Barb Kirkmeyer fire people and those who want the jungle primary see the caucus thing as a mess. So, but we will keep you up to date on that. And back to Charlene, I think was asking how long was it out? Cause Charlene, you're not here anymore. You're lucky we'll all come live with you. It's still out. The power, I think, is going to be out through 6 o'clock tonight for those places that are impacted. They turned it off at about 9:50 this morning. It'll be off through 6 o'clock tonight. And then they're talking about maybe having to shut it off again on Friday morning.
Another 10 mile hour
wind
rolling through.
Yeah. God knows what they could do to your golf shot. But
yeah.
So we should stay home.
Putting it on the machine.
That's right. I wanted to also talk about this whole Susie Wiles thing, the president's chief of staff who, here's from Ray again. The last SEC online meeting she held, she refused to let Ray speak because she knew he was asking for a roll call vote. Okay. She just claimed they couldn't unmute my mic, technical difficulties. That's well, here, so. Now what you're going to have to do, Ray, is tell her that you're disabled, right? Or that you need it, because then you can file a lawsuit against the whole thing. Say, I have a disability, so you have to let me in. The president's chief of staff sat down and did a lengthy, interviews with the Vanity Fair, I hesitate to use the word reporter, Ray is like, he likes that. and it didn't go well.
It went how anybody would expect it to go.
And that's what I kind of wanted to talk about. So the Trump people are sort of circling around. And when I didn't read the whole thing, and some people read the whole thing, said, you know, like you pointed out, she didn't say anything really that probably wasn't somewhat true.
It was all true.
But the left is using it and they're pulling it all out of context. The right is saying it was pulled out of context.
Well, even in context. I mean, she said that J.D. Vance was a conspiratorialist. And he said, I am conspiratorialist. And you got a clip on it. She said that Trump whiffed the Epstein thing.
But not Trump Bondi. PM Bondi.
No. She said Trump didn't know his base and therefore whiffed that they really wanted it. And you're going through all these quote-unquote charges. And you go, well, that's true. Well, yeah, that's okay. So that's, that's true. And they all total up to a big nothing burger. But that does, alcohol. No. He has an alcoholic personality, not behavior, but personality. She would know because her father, Pat Summerall, was a famous broadcaster and a kicker for New York Giants. And he and the other Giants led one of the great lives there ever was. They're always drunk. They're always womanizing. They had more women on the side and they're more alcoholic. That now that, 50 years of alcoholism creates problems on the death side, but they had a lot of fun. That was her dad. He wasn't around a lot and stuff. So, he had an alcoholic. Trump has this larger life. And he said he thinks he can do anything. Oh, we don't want that. We want a president who doesn't know.
It is
who can't believe he can't do anything. I think Susie Wiles ought to get a medal for honesty.
Well, two things on that. First, I want to play because the J.D. Vance response was great. I mean, I think if the left thought that they were going to use this, because you keep hearing, Dan Bongino, Cash Patel, Tulsi Gabbard, everyone's going to quit. Everyone hates everyone. You hear all of that, right? And again, when you have somebody like J.D. Vance come out and say, no, that's not true. Well, you know, he's got a vested interest in stuff too. But I thought his response to the question that, you know, one of the reporters said, well, she said you're a conspiracy theorist, was perfect. And it kind of ties into what we were talking about, even with the whole Excel thing. So Doug, if we could please play the Vance soundbite.
But conspiracy theorist, sometimes I am a conspiracy theorist, but I only believe in the conspiracy theories that are true. And by the way, Susie and I have joked in private and in public about that for a long time. For example, I believed in the crazy conspiracy theory back in 2020 that it was stupid to mask three-year-olds at the height of the COVID pandemic, that we should actually let them develop some language skills. You know, I believed in this crazy conspiracy theory that the media and the government were covering up the fact that Joe Biden was clearly unable to do the job. I believed in the conspiracy theory that Joe Biden was trying to throw his political opponents in jail rather than win an argument against his political opponents. So, at least on some of these conspiracy theories, it turns out that a conspiracy theory is just something that was true 6 months before the media admitted it. And that's my understanding.
That's true. Jacob, I believe in the conspiracy theory that the world was created in 6 days.
And the question was asked by a Washington Post reporter. And at the end of that thing, he said, one of the things he said is quit talking to mainstream media, meaning you.
Yeah. Well, that I agree with. And we'll get that. But first, I guess we've got Adam on the phone. Hey, Adam, thanks for calling in.
Well, Chuck and Julie, it's a pleasure to finally be on your show.
Well, thank you. What's up?
Well, you know, I just I saw you guys were talking about all this energy stuff. And like, that's kind of my background. It's one of the reasons I decided to run for Congress against Gabe Evans, because he's doing absolutely nothing for our critical infrastructure. He has no experience in those things. We're losing thousands of jobs. And I'm sick of milquetoast politicians telling us how to live our lives and completely basically destroying what Colorado means to us.
It's not like a good candidate.
You do. And, you know, and Adam, I should say, Phil, we would love to have you on our show again, too, in sort of a more of a formal kind of thing, or, you know, an official kind of thing. I'm trying to figure out how to, you know, do you have a campaign person?
I do. You guys just shoot me an email. We can talk offline. I'll find your contact info. But I was I just saw your show while I was cycling through the Natalie Tennant Weld County, you know, Barb Kirkmeyer fiasco. And I'm just like, what are these people doing? But I'm like, they're talking about energy stuff. And I kind of like this. I'll just jump on while I can.
No, that's fine. Well, let me ask. Oh, first of all, Ray Garcia says he fully endorses you for CD8. So thank you. We live in CD8, by the way. And Gabe Evans is.
Well, we're not going to save your district.
Yeah, he's not fans of ours. But what do you make of, I mean, this whole Excel thing, you know, for our safety, they need to, you know, shut off electricity in our
and
homes.
And those schools, those kids, who knows what they're up to at those schools?
I mean, what do you think of that?
Oh, and we could talk about that. It's really easy. So the one thing that Excel did years ago was that originally you were able to get government subsidized solar panels on your house, and then you could actually sell electricity back to the grid, and then you would make money. So like, that sounded like a good idea at the time. The problem was Xcel started losing so much money from that, from allowing people to produce their own energy and subsidize the reduction on the grid, that they took complete control of that. And now as a result, Coloradans are being forced to pay for renewable energy that they don't want. They're being forced to attach their grid to it. And since our infrastructure hasn't been updated in probably 50 years, because we can't get actual good federal infrastructure funding for these things, they are forcing Coloradans to rely on renewable energy and now degrade what our natural gas components can do, never mind what our nuclear capabilities could be in the future. So since they're not going to upgrade their infrastructure and we have unreliable renewables, because you got to keep in mind, the winds are supposed to be between 50 and 90 miles an hour. Well, those wind turbines that are hooked onto that grid and some of those solar panels are going to flip and break cannot operate in over 25-mile-an-hour winds. So they shut them down. So if those get shut down, the electrical lines are unreliable. That could cause fires because they haven't been upgraded in years, because our taxpayer dollars are being wasted on illegal migration and everything else going on in Denver. Then what is the Colorado taxpayer going to do? They're going to force you to go buy a generator and do things by yourself. I mean, that's what we do out in District 8 and farmland, but that doesn't make sense for the people living in District 8 or around the entire state. And it's unbelievable that we don't have anyone sitting in Congress that has experience in any of these things. And this is one of the reasons why I'm running, because I want to bring that expertise to Congress.
Oh, all right. Well, listen,
right.
Feel free. We'll communicate. My people will talk to your people, and we'll get you on at a time when we can sort of totally focus on what you're doing with your campaign. And if Ray Garcia likes
yes,
you,
ma'am.
Then
Ray likes you.
If Ray likes you, then you're pretty much in. So.
And you can get a hold of
Thank you guys
me.
So much. Okay. Yeah, we'll connect and we'll get on a formal interview.
All right.
Thank you, Adam, and good luck. Thank you. You know, I saw that somebody, thank you, he was running against Gabe Evans. So, you know, some of the people are challenging. Back to Susie Wiles, though. What I did want to say this, that I'm glad, you know, I agree with you that in part, you know, that she didn't say anything that really wasn't true. It's been, you know, they're trying to spin it as bad. But I would say this, I kind of wish the people like, I understand Trump has to go to interviews. I understand Vance does it. But Susie Wiles, the chief of staff, it's like, what did she think Vanity Fair was going to do? I don't know why. I don't know if it's that there's some sort of secret plan for the four-level chess that I don't understand. But it was like, why would you sit down to do an interview with a hostile reporter? You're not going to get him to change their mind. You're not going to get him to think, well, maybe Trump
it's
isn't
not.
So bad.
It wasn't hard for Michael Wolff to convince Bannon. It was not hard for Bob Woodward to convince Trump. All you have to do with Republicans is be nice to them.
Yeah.
And they're just so shocked. And they assume that you're on your side, you know. And so all you have to do is tell them how wonderful you think they are. And then you start asking them some questions. And pretty soon you just talk. That's what Woodward did. That's what all of them did. Michael Wolff. And here in Colorado, for all you who want to kind of sell the Republican Party out, Jason Salzman, just call over to
Media Matters.
Media Matters.
Colorado Polls.
Colorado Times reporter.
Right.
And I don't know how many Republicans I know who say, I'm talking to Jason Salzman. And you go, oh, good for you. I'm sure. And Jason helped get us fired over at 710 again. That doesn't slow him down the ladies. Hey, you want to talk about funding for the Republican Party?
Well, they did do that. His person did do a good job on that.
Well, that was another one. That was a different one. But he wants to talk to you all the time. So all you stooges, all you dumb Republicans, Gabe Evans, you know, Gabe is a big chance for you. Call Jason Salzman. He won't sell you out right away. And neither did Chris Whipple. He waited a year. And then he figured, he probably got...
She didn't say anymore. She was too busy.
Well, no. He just figured, how many dumb things can one person say? And then so he got it.
Yeah, just don't do those interviews. There are plenty of...
They can't help themselves.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's no hope.
I know.
I mean, they just want to talk.
It's like Marjorie Taylor Greene going on The View or going on, you know,
oh,
it's like...
And then, or 60 Minutes, and then she's shocked when Leslie Stahl turns on her and says, apologize for all your... mean, awful statements.
Oh, here, more. Oh, this is from Ray with more on the Excel thing. They charge us 17 cents per kilowatt hour, but will only pay us 7 cents per kilowatt hour when we return to the grid if we have solar panels on our home. Well, you know, it's just all a scam, right? And they want to get rid
of the phone. Well, if you fell for the solar panel scam, then, you know, you have no complaint. No complaint. I mean, if they're raping you and ripping you off, what did you think? It's like, talking to Chris Whipple at Vanity Fair. What did you think getting in bed with the government in Excel? That's going to work out for you.
For your safety.
That you had a kind of even relationship.
She says, okay, haha, he did not fall for that. Well, yeah, again, and it's thank God Excel and Jared Polis are worried about our safety. Now, they're not going to actually crack down on criminals. They're going to let, you know.
They're there to help us.
Like somebody said, oh, this reminds me, too. I was going to say, so he let that trucker who killed all those people, that he let him out of jail early.
Yeah.
He let Tina Peters out of jail early. Well, that's for our safety.
Tina Peters is dangerous.
That's right.
I mean, you got to keep her in jail or the trucker guy.
Kim Munson. And you can sign this, and I signed it, at kimmunson.com, has launched a petition that she wants to hand in to Jared Polis next Wednesday. So it needs to be done by Tuesday. I think if you go to her website to petition him on humanitarian grounds to let Tina out. I don't think, as you said, Jared Polis is going to put much.
Oh, no, the Republicans want Tina Peters out. I think I'll free her right now. There are 100 signatures here.
I think they'll get more than that. I think it can't.
Oh, 10,000.
I think it
can't hurt.
And I signed it. And
well, of course you did.
And I think, it's good to kind of keep whatever you can.
Yeah, why not? Can't hurt you.
Yeah, exactly. Jacob, I think he's making a joke there. That's shocking. But, you know, for the Susie Rousing, on the flip side of that, though, I wanted to play the trailer for the Melania movie coming out. On the flip side of that, I do think that certain savvy people like the Trumps have realized, you know, we don't have to wait for Hollywood. To, you know, if you're Melania Trump, I don't have to wait.
They're going to do it down in dirty film.
Well, exactly. You know, I don't have to wait for Vogue magazine to call me to be on the cover. We can just do our own thing, which is brilliant. So there's a movie coming out January 30th. It's about Melania Trump. And I think she, I don't know what the technical term is, but it's, she did it, right? And
Doug, she did it.
Well, I mean, it wasn't written, it wasn't some lefty Hollywood person who wrote it and then it's just about her. This is, she was involved
in the production. It's an MGM production, so who knows?
Well, she was involved in the production.
Oh, good.
So if we could please play
Susie Wild.
Yeah, we could please play the Melania trailer.
Here we go again. President, congratulations.
Did you watch it?
I did not. Yeah, I will see it on the news.
We'll have to see how it does. I don't know. If it may not beat Zootopia, but why not? But it could certainly beat, what was that? Whatever, a bad, all day, all bad, whatever the Leonardo DiCaprio one, or is it whoever it was that came out with one about like how awful the society is right now. But I think what's cool about that, number one, it'd be fun to see. Number two, and clearly it was produced, right? Clearly there were people following her. This was, you know, in the works beforehand. You don't put this together after the fact, right? There were, somebody was following her. And I think the Trump family in general is very media savvy. I mean, incredibly media savvy. So I imagine
that's why I talked to Bob Woodward for him. It's not because he's so media savvy.
But I think arguably he's incredibly media savvy, as is his whole family. But I mean, President Trump does a lot of other things. Not that you don't make mistakes, but that, you know, I think they handle
savvy, except it sometimes.
And I think that it's good that, again, you know, it's sort of like, you know, you could be Michelle Obama. She, you know, they had Netflix. Everybody came to them. It's like, okay, well, Netflix, well, maybe now that they want permission to buy everything, is not going to go to Melania Trump and say, we want to do a movie about you. Vogue magazine.
That was a big mistake on Michelle Obama. I mean, she shouldn't have let that personality out. She should have kept it really hidden. This whiny, pathetic, self-entitled whore. No. I mean, my God.
Well,
she's truly.
That's true.
Awful.
She should, yes.
Awful.
I think the Melania movie would be more flattering to Melania Trump than Michelle Obama.
God, Michelle Obama. Oh, my God. I think they shut it off, didn't they? I mean, I hope they did.
What I think is good, though, is that they're doing it, right? They're not, they're recognizing it's like, hey, wait, we can be our own PR agent.
Yeah, she's not getting the cover of Vogue.
Right.
Or Women's Wear Daily or anything else. I mean, so good. I mean, she's maybe the best looking president's wife ever. I don't know. Jackie Kennedy wasn't too bad.
And then Jacob points out when Reiner died, he was a headline until Trump trolled Reiner and Trump became the headline. This is the way Trump rolls. There's something.
He did exactly what you say. He's got Trump words and so on.
Yeah. And it said he created a lot of anger. Well, first he talked about it's sad that they died. It's too bad that they died. And then he said, but, he had Trump derangement syndrome and he created a lot of anger. And I mean, you know, at the left, it's kind of like, wait, you are the people who like actively cheered when Charlie Kirk died.
Well,
you
just,
cheered when Donald Trump got shot.
Totally,
you know, so for Trump, and you didn't even say you were sorry he died, right? You said you're glad he died with Trump, that he wished he died. So Trump at least, and now granted, one could say, was that a savvy thing to do? But I think, who knows, Trump, that you're right, Jacob, that's just the way Trump rolls, and that's just Trump. And, you know, I don't know that it was that it added to things, but to me, and it's kind of like the Susie Wiles thing, it's a distraction, you know, at a time, you know, tonight, I think he's addressing the country. We'll know later.
And what is he going to talk about?
Well, I've been hearing affordability. I think he's going to talk about his financial successes. That's the kind of thing I think they need to be talking about. But on the other hand, you know, Trump is Trump, right? Yeah, it's like, let's see, from Raymond, if Donald and Melania Trump had been stabbed to death by their son a month ago, Rob Reiner would have been dancing in the street and tweeting party emojis ad nauseum, and the media would have said nothing about it. That's absolutely right. And then from Jacob, Reiner called Trump Hitler and mocked Trump's kids. How did that work out for Reiner? Well, and you know, another thing, we talked about this before, too. It's like, you know, his son was in rehab 17 different times over the course of like 15 years. At a certain point, you know, the kid, I'm sorry, but you should have spent some time in jail. That might have helped, right? It's like, not that they deserve to have him stab them, but it, to a certain extent, when you keep coddling somebody who has, you know, addiction issues, bad things happen, right? It's
they didn't seem to be too good at cutting them off.
No.
I'm sure that's a terrible call that Conan O'Brien, hey, bring Nick along. Nick?
Right.
No, don't bring Nick along. Jesus Christ, how many people will he kill?
Right.
I mean, Jesus. I mean, so, I mean, you hate to put a political twist to it, but there is something about the liberal mindset of the Carl Reiners of the world.
Everybody's a victim, right? And nobody's responsible. Nobody's responsible for themselves, right? We're responsible for everything bad that happens to people we don't even know, but nobody is responsible for themselves, right?
Well, I remember I had a girlfriend who was alcoholic, so I, you know, paid for and took her out to Betty Ford. Then they invite you to come out for one of the weekends, and the first thing they ask you is, what are you doing with this person? And you kind of go, what do you mean? He says, she's an alcoholic. You should have dumped her. You know, you're not doing, you know, she's here, so you're not doing any good. What are you doing for yourself? You know, dump her. You kind of, oh, this is a little tough love. But oh,
and as Ray Garcia says,
you know, but it's the same with the Reiner. It's kind of like, okay, number 16 time, you know, tell him he's on his own.
Right.
Next time he's out homeless, kind of great, stay there. Until you, you know.
I mean, it's a hard, and I've had relatives who've dealt with it, and it's heartbreaking. But there is no, you know, rarely does somebody just on their own just turn things around. And as Ray says, this is true. You can tell a lot about a person by the offspring that they produce.
And that tells you something about Melania.
Right.
You know, I really like, I mean, Barron seems like a pretty good,
all of Trump's kids are.
Big kid, yeah.
All of the Trump kids are.
He seems very much.
And all of them are kids who probably didn't need to work, but who work hard, you know, and there's something to be said for that. So, hey, well, that is going to wrap it up for us today. Chuck wanted to talk, and he may be doing a show solo on Monday. Nick Fuentes.
Nick, the phenomenon of Nick Fuentes and why this crazy anti-Semitic person has now seemed to be able to take over so much. One, he did an incredible interview with Piers Morgan, in which it went on for 2 hours. It's gotten 24 million views. And if the idea was to make sure that Nick Fuentes was deplatformed,
Excel, for your safety,
it's going to deplatform you.
It's going to turn off your electricity so you can't watch the show. Hey, that'll do it for us. Thank you to Sherry and Adam for calling in. Thank you to everybody on Zoom, all the great guys at BBS, and we will see everybody on Monday.